Pesachim Perek Ches Mishnah Gimel 8:3. We continue to discuss the technicalities about how the registry on the Korban Pesach works. And the Mishnah says, Ha'omer Levanav, if a person went to Yerushalayim already, and he wants to encourage his children to hurry up and get there as well, he's already there on Erev Pesach. So he says to them, Hareini Shochet Esa Pesach Al Mi She'ya'ale Mikem Rishon Yerushalayim. I'm going to shech the Korban Pesach on behalf of whichever one of you get here first to Yerushalayim. Now, it can't be the Peshari means to the exclusion of the others, meaning he's going to shech the Korban Pesach and then decide on whose behalf he's shechted based on who shows up, because that would be relying on Breira, and we've just already passed Kav Mishnah, said that won't work. What it means is he's going to shecht with all his children in mind, but the winner, so to speak, the one who gets to Yerushalayim first, he's the one who'll get the portion of meat, and he will be the one who will allocate that meat to his brethren. So the Mishnah says, Kevan Shenichnas Harishon Rosho Verubo, the first one who gets to Yerushalayim and enters the city with the majority of his body, including his head, Zacha Bechelko, he is the one who wins the race, the prize. He's the one who gets the portion that the follow is allocating. Umezak es Echav Imo, and he then also, through that piece, will apportion out the piece of meat to his siblings. Now, new paragraph, new point here, and this is a point we've actually said a number of times, but it wasn't explicit. Now the Mishnah says it explicitly. La'olam nimnin ad alav. You can keep on adding people to the registry. Ad shi'evo kazayas l'chol echad v'echad. Provided that you have another kazayas of meat for each new person that's added to the registry, meaning since every person has to eat at least one kazayas of meat, so if there are 10 kazayas of meat in total available on the animal, so you can only add up to 10 people. The 11th person can't be added because there wouldn't be enough meat to go around for everyone then, so that last 11th person, so to speak, he wouldn't be a valid registrant, one of the menuyev on the korban. There's a question what the word la'olam is coming to do here, because it's really miutar, it's superfluous. It could have just said, nimnin alav ad she'ebo kazayas l'chol echad v'echad. You can keep it adding people till you get to one kazayas per person. So the word la'olam here is coming to add a new point here, which will be elaborated a little further on as the Mishnah goes on, but it's addressing machlokas behind the scenes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, which is, once you have people on the registry, and we're about to say in the Mishnah that people are free to leave the registry, provided the shechita hasn't happened yet, so the question is, does the initial guy, the first guy, have to stay on, or can you have a total exchange of registrants such that the original list are all off and there's a whole new list? So Rabbi Yehuda says no, the original has to stay. Rabbi Yossi says yes, you can change out old people for new people, no problem. So here we're saying la'olam, which means it always is the case. So we're going like Rabbi Yossi here. We're saying that you can keep on adding new people, even if the old ones are removed. There's no need to have their initial person still on the list. You keep on adding new people and taking off old, provided that there's one kazayas per person. And on that point, following up, the Mishnah says, Nimnenu moshchen es yadeyam imenu ad shishachet. People can keep on being added and removed from the registry. Nimnen means to be manui, to be registered. And moshchen es yadeyam, it means to pull their hands away, means to remove themselves from the registry or be removed from the registry. Ad shishachet, until the deadline, which is shechita. Once you shech the Korban Pesach, then it's finalized. Whoever was on is on. Whoever was not on can't go on now. And that's the din. Rabbi Shimon Omer, ad sheyizrok alav es adam. According to Rabbi Shimon, there is a slightly different point of finality, which is when the blood for the Korban Pesach is applied to the Mizbeach. But to be clear here, Rabbi Shimon is not suggesting people can be manui, people can be added to the registry after shechita. No, once shechita happens, even he agrees, you can't be added. But he says you still could be removed. You could be moshech yadecha. You could remove yourself from the registry until that final deadline of zrikas adam, the application of the blood. However, the halacha follows the Tanakama, which is the deadline both for adding and subtracting people from the registry, is shechita.